plates, car plates, registration plates. Does it still say Queensland, the Sunshine State, on them? Well, I just said that before, and then I thought, hang on, are we the Sunshine State or the Smart State?
Yes.
Or are we both?
Yes, that's very interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it was the Smart State at one stage. I think they've got. I think it's gone back to the Sunshine State.
Just on those 8,000 cameras in front of you, if you could just zoom in, sort of Jason Bourne CIA style on the cars going past, and get back to me with a complete scientific survey at about 7:30, that'd be great.
All right, done deal.
Thank you, Brad.
To it. Thank you.
Speaking of sunshine, there's a little bit around today, but more likely cloud. Brisbane, 23 degrees at the moment and 72% humidity. Bayside and Logan, 23. Ipswich and the Gold Coast, 23. The Sunshine Coast, 25 degrees. Cairns, 25. Townsville, 26. Mount Isa, 25. Mackay, 23. Good morning, Rockhampton, 25 degrees at the moment. Gladstone, 24. Longreach, 26. Bundaberg, 23. And in Toowoomba, it is 19 degrees.
This morning on AM.
Join me, Kim Landers. What's behind Indonesia's shock move to suspend military ties with Australia? Defence Minister Maurice Payne is my guest. Israel's Prime Minister wants a pardon for an Israeli soldier convicted of shooting a wounded Palestinian attacker in the head. And is there hope British retirees living in Australia will get an increase in their pension?
If they go to America, or if they go to Israel, or if they go to the Philippines, all of Europe, they get their pensions indexed. But if they come out to Australia, Canada in particular, the two major countries, then their pension's frozen.
Those stories coming up on AM.
AM this morning at 8. Know the story with ABC News and Current Affairs.
Have you ever looked around the city and thought, why aren't there solar panels everywhere? We are the Sunshine State. Surely every rooftop right around Queensland is an opportunity, especially the really big ones, maybe QPAC or Suncorp Stadium. Well, this morning, a bunch of solar industry representatives are getting together in Brisbane to launch a new report. And they say we are sitting under a sun-powered gold mine. Muriel Watt is from the School of Photovoltaic and Renewable Energy Engineering at the University of New South Wales. Muriel, good morning.
Oh, hello, Rebecca.
Can I just start by saying, Muriel, your surname's Watt. It's so close to being megawatt. This is just a profession made for you, isn't it?
Normative determinism, I think it's called.
Yes, that's the one. All right, let's talk about this sun-powered gold mine. What does that actually mean? How could Queensland be taking more advantage of the sun on big buildings?
Look, we've looked at the CBD area and there's about 1 megawatt of photovoltaics or solar arrays installed. And we think you could easily put in, you know, close to 180 megawatts. So you're only using 10% of your, or less than, you know, about 1% of your potential just in the CBD area alone. And the CBD typically has a load that's very suitable for solar because it's a daytime load. Most of the office buildings and so on are used in the daytime. So it's a good area to focus on to look at where you can get most value from solar.
So are you thinking that buildings would have solar panels on them and they would power their own buildings, or there would be enough power harnessed to do residences as well?
Look, both, either or. Buildings would use the power themselves when they need the power, but for instance, some of your large buildings like the Suncorp Stadium may not be using the power during the day when it's being generated, and so the households or whoever's connected to that part of the grid would use that power then. So, yes, both. I mean, Roma Street Station probably has a high daytime load and would use a lot of power itself during the day, but the Performing Arts Centre probably has a night load, which means that you know, it would send power off for other people to use.
Is there a difference between photovoltaic panels and solar panels that my listeners would have on their roofs at home?
No. The only difference to think about is whether you're using solar panels for hot water or solar panels for electricity. so most people would probably realise that they've either got a solar water heater or a solar power system. And unfortunately, solar panels get used for both, but yes, that's why we tend to call the solar electricity panels PV panels, photovoltaic panels.
Okay. Someone's just texted in saying, what about hail? It killed all the panels where I live. Are the panels you're thinking about using on big buildings, are they more robust to handle major weather events?
Look, all panels are tested against hail, and you really have to have a hail storm that's damaging the entire building before your panels are also going to be damaged. Most of the hailstorms we've had in Sydney recently, the PV panels have not been damaged, but there are severe events when, as I said, the building itself is very severely damaged and the PV can also be damaged. But it has to be a very, very severe event because they are tested with hail guns as part of their certification.
Muriel Watt is my guest from the School of Photovoltaic and Renewable Energy Engineering at the University of New South Wales. Today, Brisbane will shine a little brighter because there's a bunch of researchers getting together to launch this new report that says Queensland and Brisbane in particular is sitting under a sun-powered gold mine. Muriel, I wonder, because solar in other cities and other countries has progressed a little further than locally, would there be other people looking at Queensland, the so-called Sunshine State, going, what are you guys doing? Why aren't you sort of further ahead on this front?
Look, Queensland's doing quite well in the residential market. So a lot of Queensland houses have put solar. But the commercial buildings, industrial buildings and so on haven't really started to look at it seriously. But I think they will start to when they realise it's cost-effective for them to do it. Mm. Households have been very enthusiastic around Queensland. And you have, I think, some of the highest penetration levels in some of your suburbs, higher than anywhere else in Australia. So
yes,
some suburbs with 40% of houses having PV. But this study looked at the CBD area specifically, which has a combination of, it has got houses in it, but it's got a lot of commercial buildings and public buildings, you know, those sorts of things. So just to show people that these areas now that the residential market, you know, is well and truly off and running, we need to look at these other large rooftops because you can get much bigger arrays on them.
Yes, and the Queensland government really has fairly ambitious targets for renewable energy generation. Is a part of that, reaching that goal, going to involve solar panels on stadiums, on conference centres, on city buildings, that kind of thing?
I think it makes absolute sense. You've got a 50% renewable energy target. Why not use available surfaces that are going to enhance the CBD area? They provide not only the electricity, but, you know, an insulation layer for the building, and they look good. And they're not alienating other land.
It's so funny that you said, and they look good, Muriel. Exactly as you said that, a text message just came up saying, pity they look ugly. I guess beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, well, you know, they can be, it depends how they're installed. Mm. But
is there any downside then? You're making it sound like this is a no-brainer.
I can't see any downside, can you?
Well, I suppose it depends on the cost.
Yeah, and it's cost effective now for most people. It's you're going to save money, so that is the key driver nowadays. That people are actually looking at it and saying, okay, we can save money. It's worth doing because electricity prices have gone up so much, and solar prices have gone down significantly.
All we need is for the sun to keep on shining, which it looks like it will for the foreseeable future. Muriel,
luckily for Queensland, it usually does.
Yes. All right. And a last text from Terry that's just come in saying, why not have solar panels on all schools for air conditioning, on shopping centres? The list goes on. New industries here making and installing solar panels. So it sounds like Terry's in lockstep with you as well.